You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Tuesday morning. It is November 18th, 2025. Nice to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us by podcast or on social media. Thanks for being here. I've got a question for you. How many apps is too much? At what point have we reached app saturation? We just might be there now with news that another restaurant based in Wisconsin is getting into the app game and the loyalty program. How many loyalty programs are you a member of as well? Remember when they were all little tags on your keychain? You had a little tag for the grocery store, you had a little tag for Blockbuster Video. You might have had a little tag with a little barcode on the back for, you know, your particular gas station. Now it's all about the apps and using the apps because you're going to get a discount that way. Well, now Culver's is coming out and saying they're the ones who are going to be next in the game. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But it led me to ask, you know, can you do another app? And have you had good experiences, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Let me use McDonald's as an example here, and then we'll get the show rolling. McDonald's has had an app for some time. And I love apps, and I don't mind a good loyalty program. I mean, I've got a couple that I'm involved with where I save a lot of money on gas. I save a lot of money on hotel stays. But the McDonald's app has failed me a couple of times where it didn't take your order, or you got there and the order, you know, wasn't right, or it double charged you or whatever, that I just stopped using it. And I keep getting asked in the drive-thru window, are you going to use your app? No, I've given you, you know, kind of a three strikes and you're out thing. Maybe I'm missing out on some big discounts, but it was a bit of a hassle. What about you? Now that I'm telling you that Culver's is getting into the customer loyalty program and an app, is that it? Is it like streaming services? Have we reached a tipping point? You can only have so many and you've got to let them go. Or are you one of those folks who maybe doesn't have an app at all? Maybe the app game is not something you're willing to play. Cindy's on the line in Appleton, and I think that's the point you're trying to make there, Cindy. Good morning. Am I reading this correctly?
I have zero apps. I don't even have a smartphone. But I'll tell you, though, I'm kind of starting to feel like being discriminated against because a lot of places where you park, you can only use an app now, and I can't park at places because I don't have that kind of a system on my phone, which I think is discriminating because us old people, some of us are still bucking the system.
And here's another way. I've seen this happen a lot too, is you go looking for a discount when you go into the store because you've seen it advertised. And then they tell you at the register, oh, no, you only get that discount if you use the app.
Yep.
So there, you know, app discrimination is a real problem. It's one thing to incentivize, you know, and try to encourage you to do it, but don't punish you if you don't, right?
Yep, that's how I feel.
Well, it's. I'm so glad you said that, Cindy. Thank you very much for calling in, and you stay app free as long as you need to.
I will. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Well, look at us. We're off and rolling already. Parker Olson is down in Madison Studio A2. So we'll just turn that question of the day right over to him. How many apps are on your phone right now related to, like, food, for example?
Actually, none, I don't think. Really? I try really hard to not spend a lot of money, Pat.
Well, that makes sense. Yes.
Turns out if you put food apps on your phone, you spend more money. So I think the only rewards I have is at a wings place that's like two blocks from here.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah. That makes sense. I just looked, I'm just calling it up on my phone now. So I've got the McDonald's app in there. I've got, that's then there's the delivery places, DoorDash, you know, there's Open Table for restaurant reservations, but I've got a Starbucks app on there, Panera Bread, Red Robin, yum.
Yum.
And who says advertising doesn't work? So those are the ones that they can see off the top here. And I have not minded using some apps, you know, when it's convenient. It's just that, and again, no disrespect to Culver's. I just saw that. I'm like, oh my gosh, how many more? Tony, of course, says Tony has never enough. And Tony, ever the good soldier, also says on YouTube, wow, download the Civic Media app and listen to Pat Kreitlow on your trip to New Zealand.
This is true. You can do this.
Alicia writes, oh gosh, I can't with rewards, apps, and the emails. She says, I'm running away from an email I had since Gmail began. Oh, we're not even going to get started on Gmail and how many emails. I mean, I have an in-basket, an inbox with tens of thousands of emails in there.
How, Pat?
Simple. I take the ones every so often, the places that I know are important, yeah, and I do a Google search, and I just search my mailbox.
Yeah.
And I see nothing from any of those places. And no place that is usually sending me advertisements is going to send me an email that says, hey, I'm on fire. Can you call the fire department, please? So okay. I figure it's not a rush. Tony also adds, I hate all the questions at Chipotle, so I'd rather use the app to tell them what I want on my burrito and I don't have to wait in line. That's a good point. Yeah. Roger, I have trouble keeping track of rewards cards myself. Apps for retailing and food would be more daunting. Okay, that's a fair point. It yeah. does, but here's the thing about the Chipotle one. That actually is why I have the Panera app. And again, I'm not here to do commercials. But Panera is one of those where it's like, you know, there's that pick two. You could get this and you could get that. And then you could this and you could get the chips or you could get the apple. And if I know in advance that I'm coming through, you know, that I can hit the drive-through, yeah, then the app can be a convenient way. And Panera has never double charged me or anything like that. So I think apps have their place, but Cindy is spot on. Don't discriminate against everybody else just to encourage people to use your app.
Yeah.
Because now you're telling me you just want the robots. And don't get me started on the robot cashiers at McDonald's.
Oh, God.
There's a human standing right there. Yeah. And I'd say 60% of the time, they'll be like, can I help you? But about 40% of the time, they're like, over there, use your finger and put it on the keyboard, which again, I don't mind doing, but stop trying to make it sound like we're not going to have any human contact in the future here. I want to be able to order things through a human being.
I appreciate not needing to go to a person sometimes.
Yes.
However, yeah, it's usually better with the person.
Yes.
Not
always.
I'm very proud
of myself when I can use an app properly. I just don't want it to be that all the time. I don't know how we got started on basically a Seinfeld episode here. For starting off
yeah,
the show.
This is.
It was just a very simple question of the day saying Culver's is adding an app and, you know, at what point are there too many apps? But we're
it's
already off
little
to the races on apps and robots and everything else. So
it's turned a little old man screams at cloud. That's okay.
A little bit.
This is Thundercloud, though. This is one worth screaming at, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I hate it when you take away all the human contact.
Yeah.
I am a 30-year customer of what is now Spectrum. It was Charter.
Yes.
It was Time Warner for a while. And the same goes for Waste Management. 30-year customer, 30 years in this house. And yet for those national behemoths, there's times when you call in and you may as well be a leper begging on the streets of Calcutta the way they treat you. That's wrong. Spectrum, to their credit, has had an office in Altoona, now in Eau Claire, for all these years. You can go in and actually talk to a human, but sometimes you just want a quick answer to something.
Yeah.
And you pick up your phone and you call 1-800-GOOD-LUCK and you're on hold for the better part of a week, you know?
I mean, the problem with like big things like Spectrum is that there's a fair chance that you're not going to get a person who knows
yes.
what you need because
yeah.
they have so many different things that they have to reroute you 100 times and turns out you've been on hold for longer than you've been listening to this radio show.
Oh, much longer.
It's not fun. It's not fun, Pat.
It's not fun, and the hold systems themselves, Boy, you're a real air going Seinfeld here. Let's talk about those hold systems for a moment. You know, every so often, somebody actually puts some thought into the music or the messages that are on hold. But by and large, it's basically like somebody grabbed their great-grandfather's crystal radio set from 1936, and it's just all static and noise, and then occasionally a, while you're holding, why don't you download our app? Really? Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're off and running today here. Let's see.
This segment has been sponsored by the App Store.
Tony says, as an introvert who's adept at technology, I appreciate not having to interact with people at any point to do most things. And I, again, I will say that that definitely has its place, that I can do that and I don't have to explain. Or electronic payments. Do you know what it feels like to be charged $11 for something, as we were at a drive-thru window recently?
Yeah.
And instead of handing them a 20, you hand them 21. And their minds are blown. They just kind of give a look and you just go, just give me a $10 bill back. I don't want nine ones. I don't want nine singles. I don't want a five and four singles. I'm giving you 21 because I want a $10 bill back. You can do it. You can do it. Just reach in. Just reach in.
That's a lot of math. That's a lot of math.
Sometimes, I'll never forget the first time that electronic cash registers were still relatively new. We're doing Christmas shopping in the mall, and the computerized cash registers went down, and this poor young clerk had to calculate what was then 4.5% sales tax. You'd have thought this was a PhD exam that was coming in. Like, oh, no. So, again, apps have their place. Electronic payments have their place. But you gotta leave room for some of the old-fashioned stuff. People and customer service skills and math. There should be room for all of that in our lives. It's 6:18 right now in sports. We got some not so good news for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo went down with a left groin strain, and as Doc Rivers said, it doesn't look good. He may be out for some time here. So,
yeah,
temper those expectations, Bucks fans. Although, again, when do you want this to happen? Early in the season.
You know what I learned last night?
What?
LeBron hasn't played yet this year.
No, he has not. He has not played yet. But they got Luka Doncic from Dallas.
Yeah.
In the dumbest trade in the world.
Yeah, he got traded for a bag of chips. Yeah.
And that general manager in Dallas finally got fired. It took like a year or more or something like that. Anyway, yeah, no LeBron and the Lakers are still doing fine. The Bucks will be okay. You know, they're not a terrible team without Giannis.
No.
But the Bucks did lose in Cleveland last night, 118-106. And they will next play on Thursday at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. And Rodgers right, injuries. It does sometimes just seem to tick away. The Badger men's basketball team defeated Southern Illinois Edwardsville 94-69. That's the final game of a four-game homestand to start the season. They will next play Friday afternoon in Salt Lake City against BYU. And then they have a Thanksgiving Day tournament where they're playing in San Diego. So truly getting underway with the college men's basketball season. All right, we take kind of a serious turn next. We're going to talk a bit about this vote happening in the House today on the Epstein files and what your Wisconsin congressional representative needs to know. Democratic or Republican, here's what they need to know about today's vote. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Can stay up to date on what we cover over at Up North News by signing up for our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. If you have been missing the daily newsletter lately, you have been missing an amazing display of fall colors. I mean, Ellie's readers have really outdone themselves. And there is one today. I mean, this tree is as fiery red as they come. For whatever reason, and you know, content comes and goes, okay? But when we first started our daily newsletter, we included reader photos, and they were extremely popular. And then you shake things up with this and that and this and that. And over the years, we kind of got away from it. And when Ellie started on the newsletter, I said, maybe we want to bring back reader photos. People like to see, you know, sites around Wisconsin. And wow, have folks responded to that. So thank you for that very much. Let's see, also in the newsletter, this year's Capitol Christmas tree will be harvested from Oconto County this year. So a little bit more about that. Also, what to know about Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season, the dates, the licenses, the regulations, etc., as that gets going, coming up on Saturday. All that and more in our daily newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Ditto for the Sunday morning newsletter. We talked about that at length yesterday with our question of the day, or I'm sorry, question of the week, friendship and politics. And again, the folks who get our Sunday morning newsletter got to see that first. All right, well, let's talk about the House of Representatives voting on something related to the Epstein files. And I set that up to say there's going to be some background here. But the most important part, the whole point of this segment, is more about what Wisconsin's congressional representatives should be doing today. Whether there's a D next to their name or an R next to their name, whether they voted for Biden or Trump or somebody else entirely, we all need to agree on what has to happen today. So today the House will vote on a bill intended to force the U.S. Department of Justice to release much of what we know as the Epstein files. Jeffrey Epstein, the late sexual predator and jet setter, was once a friend of Donald Trump, the jet setter playboy turned president. Now, again, there is no indication at this time that the Epstein files accused Trump of criminal wrongdoing. But we also have no idea what else is in the files that Donald Trump is currently blocking. And please be clear on that point. Donald Trump, and only Donald Trump, is blocking the release of files that would shed some light on powerful men who did terrible things to girls and young women. Trump reversed months of stalling over the weekend and said he'd be okay signing the bill if it comes out of the House and then the Senate. But here's the thing. He doesn't need a bill to tell him to release them. He can release them himself anytime. Now, once upon a time on the campaign trail, Trump indicated he'd release the files. He never sounded enthused about it, though, certainly not in comparison to lots of other Republicans who'd been falling all over themselves for years clamoring for the files to be released. Of course, back then, they thought the only names in those files were people who weren't on Team Red, which eventually became Team MAGA, probably just a bunch of Democrats and rich liberals, right? So when Trump got back into power, he first put on a show about the Epstein files. Remember people carrying large binders that were seen outside the White House? Buckle up, here we go. And then came that Trump post on social media saying it was all a hoax. And that's when you saw some cracks in MAGA unity. There are a lot of things most of us can disagree on among Trump supporters, but there's also room for agreement on things like looking out for the girls and women in our lives, seeking justice against monsters, never being on the side of a cover-up just to protect someone, especially in politics. And so one Republican congressman got tired of the stalling from Trump and from House Speaker Mike Johnson, and he started what's called a discharge petition, which forces the speaker to schedule a vote on something in the House if a majority of members sign it. Speaker Johnson tried like hell to keep that from happening, including long paid vacations for people like Derek Van Orden, Tony Weed, Brian Stile, Tom Tiffany, and others to stay home and toe the party line. But momentum was on the side of voters and congressional representatives who have made this point clear. It doesn't matter who's in those files, Republican or Democrat, ally or adversary. If they're part of something that harmed girls and young women, they need to face consequences of some sort. The momentum was so clear that on Sunday, Trump flip-flopped again and indicated he'd sign the bill. Again, he doesn't need a bill. He could release them today. And his flip-flop is wreaking havoc on Republicans in the House who can't keep their story straight. Is this a Democratic pedophilia cabal? Is it a hoax? If it's a hoax, why is Trump having his attorney general open up a fresh investigation into a hoax? And does a new ongoing investigation give a reason not to release much of what is still under wraps? Other questions include, is Trump's flip-flop the result of any shenanigans with the files? Remember the Mueller report? It did outline connection between Russia and Trump campaign folks in 2016, but Trump's attorney general put it under wraps for a few weeks and selectively released info that he claimed showed that there was nothing improper, which wasn't the full story. Is that what's happening here? Or is Trump nervous about things in the files that are not related to sexual crimes, but do implicate him in things like financial crimes? Some of the newly released emails from Epstein point toward Trump and others looking for ways to basically engage in money laundering and other ways to hide from taxation or legal responsibility for businesses or property they own. And let's pause here to say again, we just don't know. And no one can blame folks for asking why the Biden administration didn't release more, although we don't know to what extent there were legal cases still open then. I strongly suspect that if there were much that could have been released about Trump, it would have somehow leaked out. So why the cover-up since January? Well, maybe it's not Trump. Maybe it's Trump's friends. Maybe he's now the one using this info to put pressure on others. But all of this should lead every Wisconsin congressional representative to say one thing. We don't care. Let's get it all out there, stop covering up, release it all. That's the vote every Republican and Democrat should be making today. Today's history lesson is up next. You're up north.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Today's history lesson begins with birthday girl Kim Wilde. This was her her big hit from 1986. It was, of course, a remake of You Keep Me Hanging On, but it took a classic Motown song and gave it a quintessential 80s vibe. That's 80s right there, kids. But you say, well, but I liked the classic one from the Supremes. Well, lucky you, on this day in 1966, the number one song in the country was by the Supremes. You know what I like? When there's two versions of a song, and it's clear that you could listen to either one of them. I mean, sometimes you hear a remake and you go, ooh, yeah, that is better. A lot of times you hear a remake and you go, ooh, you shouldn't have touched that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get one that's like, yeah, either one of these, it'll work for me.
I'm really into, like, Irish music, and a lot of Irish music in kind of, like, I'm not going to say traditional, but basically traditional, a lot of people, like, remake songs, and you do find a lot of, like, oh, this one is really good. This one sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's the magic of the music. You get to compare everybody's best efforts. So Kim Wilde, 65 today. She had that Supreme hit that was number one this day in 1966. Just go up a couple of years to 1968, and the Spiral Staircase recorded this tune. On this day in 1985, when we were all still reading newspapers and the comic strips, the first Calvin and Hobbes made its appearance in 10 newspapers. it would go to more than 10 newspapers real fast because it was real good. And I love the fact that there's now a crossover between Calvin and Hobbes and Bloom County. And every so often, Calvin and Hobbes show up in the Bloom County strips that are still being made online occasionally. If you've never seen the crossover, look for it from its beginning, and you're going to love it.
I'm not familiar with the Bloom County one. I know what Calvin and Hobbes.
You're not familiar with Bloom County.
I'm not familiar with Bloom County unless it's a place in, like, Indiana.
If you ever needed... you could learn what's in my DNA by taking a drop of my blood, but you'd be better off just reading Bloom County comic strips.
Oh, so it's just a bunch of sarcastic.
A subversive, sarcastic, awesome. Okay. News, politics-minded people who love to play on each other's anxieties and weaknesses. Yes, that's exactly it.
Lovely.
I am at heart Milo Bloom. There's just no other way to put it, just with darker hair. Although it's quickly becoming as light as Milo Bloom's when he was a young, struggling newspaper editor. On this day in 1993 in South Africa, 21 different political parties came together and improved a new constitution, which expanded voting rights and ended white minority rule. On this day in 1972, Steely Dan shows up in the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time. Steely Dan's Do It Again showed up this day in 1972 at number 98 on the Billboard Hot 100. It would eventually reach its peak at number 6. Many more Steely Dan songs would follow. On this day in 2005, the movie Walk the Line, based on the life of Johnny Cash and starring Joaquin Phoenix, opened up in theaters. On this day in 1978, Billy Joel's back, the 52nd Street album hit number 1. Big Shot was just one of the hits off 52nd Street. Again, hitting number 1 this day in 1978 and staying at the top of the album charts for 8 weeks and winning Grammy for Album of the Year. On this same day in 1978 was the Jonestown Massacre. In Jonestown, Guyana, Jim Jones led the members of his cult, the People's Temple, to a mass murder-suicide that claimed more than 900 lives, including nearly 300 children. On this day in 2003, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, clearing a path for that state to become the first in the nation to grant marriage rights to same-sex couples. Again, that was in Massachusetts this day in 2003. On this day in 1968, a group that would come to be known as Poco debuted at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. Poco was made up of Randy Meisner, who'd been at Buffalo Springfield, Jim Messina. They were among the co-founders. Timothy B. Schmidt would later join the group. They all went on to other projects, but not before becoming yacht rock pioneers of the Southern California country rock craze of the late 70s and into the 80s, with songs like that, In the Heart of the Night, Crazy Love, and more.
I wonder, Pat, are we ever going to get a yacht rock top 10 from you?
A yacht rock top 10?
Yeah, I want to know your
That'd
top 10.
That'd be like
10.
Asking me to choose my favorite children. Just
well, luckily
10?
There's not 10 of them.
Yeah. That's fair. We haven't really played around with yacht rock for a while here.
Oh,
I could do that.
I think you should.
No, I don't know if I could do it, come to think of it. All right, well, remind me to do some research, and we'll do that with Greg Bach on one of these Friday history lessons.
There you go.
That could be fun. All right. Happy birthday to singer John Parr. He is 73 years old today. You know it's the way you're not like me. You're just a prisoner, and you're trying to break free. John Parr also had hits like Naughty Naughty and more in the 1980s. Again, John Parr, 73 today. Kirk Hammett, the lead guitarist for Metallica, is 63 years old today. And on this day in 1997, back when he was 35 years old, Metallica released Reload, their 7th studio album. We've now reached the extent of my knowledge of Metallica, and by the way, that knowledge of Metallica only coming because I read it on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. I know a little bit more about Yacht Rock than I do Metallica.
Just a little? Okay.
Hard to believe. Yeah. In much the same way as Tony says he's unfamiliar with Bloom County, I am somewhat unfamiliar with Metallica.
All right.
Except that I'll say this much. Let me say this. There are music genres that I don't listen to regularly, but you hear a couple of things and you go, okay, I can see the appeal. And once upon a time on one of these radio networks, they had a Metallica channel for a while.
Oh, boy.
And okay. I would dip into it every so often because I was just like, I got to know. What's the appeal? And it was definitely there, you know. By the way, same thing goes for somebody like Jay-Z, who,
really?
Again, I don't think I could listen, you know, all day long.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing some of these songs going, I should have listened to these more often when they came out.
Yeah.
This is me every year at the Grammys. Every listener knows that come Grammy time and they're playing all these nominees. And what do I always say? Oh, I should really listen to that more often. I should listen to that more often.
That guy's a really fun musician. I should
For some reason, Gary Clark Jr. came up on the radio the other day. And I'm like, oh, I keep making a mental note to listen to more of him. And I just don't, you know. What do I go back to? I just head back to the Yacht Rock channel because I am a rigid creature of habit. What's on the National Day calendar for today?
It is Apple Cider Day.
Okay, apple cider versus apple juice. Is there a big difference? And I can hear apple orchard owners all over Wisconsin going, what?
Pat, I got to be honest with you. I am relieved that you asked if there's a difference because I was worried that you knew and I didn't know. And I was worried that there was a massive difference I was unaware of.
Nope. Can't say. Tony believes it's just sugar is the only difference. But
I buy that.
I could believe that. Yep.
Yeah.
I like them both. Apparently, I'm not enough of an apple cider snob to know that, oh, I would never touch that juice. It's all artificial or whatever the case may be. So somebody can educate us on that.
Not in my house.
What day is this otherwise besides Apple Cider Day?
We also have National Entrepreneurs Day, Pat.
National Entrepreneur Day. I tip my cap to people that have that kind of an entrepreneurial spirit because you have to take risks. You have to have a dream. And you have to be very convincing to help people part with their money to either invest in you or to buy things from you. And I, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we all have different skills. I know what my skill set is, and I know what my skill set is not. And it is not anything related to sales or taking a risk with a whole lot of money. And other people do that.
Yeah.
And good for them. Well, most of them. I admire a lot of them. One of my pet peeves is when somebody succeeds in, you know, an entrepreneurial thing.
Okay.
And then they project that. Like, well, therefore, I am smarter than you in all of these other things. Like, no, you're not.
Yes, I am the king of entrepreneurs. Yes.
Yeah. No, you took a risk with this thing, and you're making it work, and God love you for it. We need plenty of that in this country. But yeah, it's also not a blank check like, oh, there shouldn't be regulations and blah, blah, blah. No, there should be. What else we got for the National Day calendar?
We have also got National Princess Day, Pat. I believe this stems from Disney.
I would imagine so, because isn't there another Disney Day on the calendar today?
Well, yes, it's Mickey and Minnie Mouse Day.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse Day. Yes. And yeah, I guess Princess Minnie. And of course, you can't think princess without Disney princesses. And
no.
The 3-year-old granddaughter loves princesses right now and has multiple princess dresses like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and she never wears just one. Her thing is she has to put them all on. She wears them all at once. Because she wants to be every princess.
At the same time?
Yeah, I feel like Chaka Khan should be in here, Whitney Houston singing, I'm every princess. She wants to be every princess. Huh. I know.
Interesting.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Alicia says, hey, Pat, you're a politician. You've convinced people to part from their money. That is true. That's true. As a candidate, yeah. And by the way, it's only reinforced my feeling about entrepreneurship, because that was the hardest thing, and I never want to go back to doing it. When people say, "Would you ever run for office again?" Yeah, sure. If you brought me a big old suitcase full of money, so I never had to ask people for money. Because again, some people have a real talent for that. And I did not. I tried my best and I did okay. But it's yeah, hard.
I hate asking for money. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Tony says, I thought about starting a digital firm for campaigns, but yeah, I don't like selling my services. I always undercharged. Yeah. Yep. I would end up doing the same. Alicia says, cider is better. There is a difference. So there you go.
All right.
So now we know. Pour yourself a glass of apple juice or cider, whatever's in the fridge there. And coming up after the news, we will have much more live from Lake Wissota here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little later, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Stick around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Civic is the phone number, 855-752-4842. We were asking earlier, how many apps do you have related to food? Do you use them? You know, McDonald's, do you use other apps regularly, like, you know, Quick Trip, for example? What are the apps that you really like, apps that just didn't work out for you? How many more apps are you willing to accept, or is that just part of our national DNA, you know? But we were looking at what was in the calendar, and now we're looking at some entertainment news as selected by producer Parker Olson. Mr. Olson, where are we going next?
Oh, Mr. Kreitlow, Vine. Do you remember Vine?
I do remember Vine. It was a little video app that
Before TikTok.
Yes, before there was TikTok. TikTok kind of swallowed it up. And now TikTok went from these really short videos to now, I mean, there's like, they put entire episodes of sitcoms on there without permission, you know? Yeah, it's kind of gotten out of hand. So what about Vine?
Vine is going to be making a comeback. Jack Dorsey, he formerly worked with Twitter, is reviving the old social media platform under the name Divine. And I believe, I'm not positive that it's going to be a rule, but he is very against having AI content. So I don't think there's going to be AI content on this platform. And he said,
he clearly feels like whatever he's building can detect AI then.
I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He thinks it's all about the humans, Pat. What a wild thought in 2025.
Here we go.
It's all about the humans.
Ending the hour as we began. It's all about the humans and our constant war against being made completely irrelevant by apps and bots and things like that. And by the way, thank you to Jessica from La Crosse who put on the text line, Bloom County was the best. Yes, I would really miss that about newspapers. I don't miss a lot about newspapers because I like the internets. They're fine. But I do miss a good comics page now and then. So Vine, we should be looking for that to come back then.
I suppose, yeah.
All right. Well, again, how much more do you want to fit on your phone? Maybe you're already TikToking.
Yeah.
You know? It was like when Facebook added Reels from Instagram. Yeah. It's like, and here's the thing, folks.
Uh-oh.
When we do a story at Up North News, it used to be, or when we did a story at the radio station or the TV station, we'd write a story. It would go on the radio or the TV newscast or into the newspaper. When we started Up North News, it would go on the website and the newsletter. Now, when we do a story, it can go on the website. It can go in the newsletter, the weekday and or the weekend. It could be a Facebook post. It could be a video that we show on Instagram and TikTok. It could be a short post that we put on Twitter. It could be a video. It could be an article. It could be a graphic. It could be a headline card. It could be a quote card. And there's no formula that says, you know, it has to be this one way. So you're all the time guessing what format should I use and on what platform is this story going to get the most traction? And trust me, it's not just the people who are looking for news. It's the people writing the news who just want to throw up their hands sometimes and go, could we simplify this, please? But no, we cannot. So, Vine, I hope we find room for you somewhere on the phone, but not all of us are going to add one more app.
Eh,
and just, end of rant.
It's just 6 seconds. That's
okay. Let's do this Tom Cruise one. He got an honorary Oscar, right?
He got an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement at the 2025 Governor's Awards on Sunday. His speech was largely about appreciating the movie-going experience in theaters. Pat, you were quick to find...
TMZ, watching yes. that last night, they right away seized on this. Here is a mashup. It's good. Almost 2 minutes long. Here's a mashup of Tom Cruise's acceptance speech of his honorary Oscar, mashed up with his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman, and the ad that she did for AMC Theaters, all about the magic of the movies. Hit it.
So cinema, that takes me around the world.
We come to this place for magic.
And no matter where we come from, in that theater... we laugh together, we feel together, we hope together, we dream together.
We come to AMC Theaters to laugh, to cry, to care.
And all of you, everyone here, make it possible for audiences to gather in the dark and experience something together.
Because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim.
And suddenly the world was so much larger than the one that I knew. You know, entire cultures and lives and landscapes and all of it was just unfolding in front of me.
And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn.
I kind of feel like we've...
I was this little kid.
I kind of feel like we've gotten the gist of this.
I think
this
we get the point. That's
of light, just
uncanny.
That's a cliche alert of the First Order, boys and girls. Like, they're both just like, here, say the usual things about the magic of the movies. And they did.
Yeah. I wonder.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not questioning Tom Cruise getting an honorary Oscar. That sometimes when we do this every time there's award seasons, the acceptance speeches. I mean, there's a reason a lot of these people are so good at reading a script rather than speaking off the cuff, shall we say.
I mean, to be fair, also, I feel like you're kind of like pigeonholed into doing the same thing as everyone else.
Well, I mean, how many different ways can you say movies are magical? Movies are life changing. Movies can do all of these things. Yes, they can. So just say thank you. Thank you for the nice Oscar. And we'll see you later. You don't need me to do a commercial about the magic of the movies. It just is what it is. You know, that'd be like me starting off every show going, radio is the theater of the mind. And on we go.
Ooh.
In our next hour, we're going to be talking to Hans Breitenmoser. He's a dairy farmer from up in Lincoln County around the Merrill area. And we will be talking in part about SNAP food assistance. Of course, it was held hostage during Trump's shutdown of the government. But now Republicans in D.C. are looking for new ways to make people jump through hoops to get basic food assistance. And Wisconsin legislators are looking for ways to be the grocery store food police. Whatever makes them feel superior, I guess. I'm Pat Kreitlow, live from Lake Wissota. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.